officer had taken it upon himself to call a medical examiner at such an early hour when it wasn't known for a fact that there was a body or even someone missing.
We're out looking now, and the Navy's sending in a few divers, so we'll get the situation handled if it pans out. But I just wanted you to have a heads up, and be sure you give Dr. Mant my condolences.
Your condolences? I puzzled, for if he had known about Mant's circumstances, why did he call here asking for him?
I heard his mother passed on.
I rested the tip of the pen on the sheet of paper. Would you tell me your full name and how you can be reached, please?
S.T. Young.
He gave me a telephone number and we hung up. I stared into the low fire, feeling uneasy and lonely as I got up to add more wood. I wished I were in Richmond, in my own home, with its candles in the window and Fraser fir decorated with Christmases from my past. I wanted Mozart and Handel, instead of wind shrilly rushing around the roof. And I wished I hadn't taken Mant up on his kind offer that I could stay in his home instead of a hotel.